Jeremy Lee is just hoping he has a warm place to sleep tonight.
Yeah, we got like 2 fire trucks, 2 water pump city trucks, ambulance out here. They're just trying to get the fire contained right now.
It's about 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday. The fire started less than an hour ago. Lee has been renting a room in the now-burning trailer since April.
It's just a bummer, you know, because, you know, I had my own place. I had close to work, you know, finally got me on my feet. I wasn't homeless anymore, and now that's a different story.
Lee is 31 years old and moved to Bethel from Nunapichuk in October of last year. He lived with family for a while, but it wasn't a good situation. Once the winter house opened, he stayed there every night until it closed. Then he found a room in the trailer.
I was happy I finally had my own place. I didn't have to worry about where to stay every night. And I'm back to square one now. But I'm just happy everybody's okay, safe. Nobody died. You know, that's the most important thing.
Lee described the trailer as a bunkhouse, saying it had 5 bedrooms with 5 tenants and a shared bathroom.
No kitchen. I had my own little toaster oven and mini fridge. You know, that's how I lived.
He says the landlord is the owner of Front Street Cafe, and most of the tenants are restaurant employees. Lee says the fire started just before 4 p.m. He works next door at Swanson's Grocery, and he'd come home just prior on a break to get a cup of noodles.
And we had an intoxicated female in our porch, and I kicked her out. I told her she had to leave, or we're going to call the police to get her removed from here, because she was raising ruckus at our place, you know.
He says the woman used to work at the restaurant and had caused problems before. She left, he got his noodles, and went back to work. Then
somebody at work told me, hey, the place is on fire over there, so I clocked out and ran over here. And sure enough, our place is burning.
The police, fire department, and EMS arrived. He saw an officer leading the intoxicated woman away in handcuffs. When I told Lee that I was sorry about the situation, he told me, don't be.
Because it's just a building. I mean, yeah, it's bad. It's bad now because I have to find another place to rent from, to live, you know. That's about it, and everything's replaceable.
Do you have any ideas of where you can stay the night?
Not at the moment, no. That's going to be my concern because it's cold out now and all my coats and stuff burned. So I have to figure out how I'm going to stay warm and where to sleep.
Jeremy Lee says he's also going to have to figure out where he can get a guitar so he can continue playing live music on Friday mornings on Coffee at KYUK. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.